I know you feel some type of way.
That joint came up. Mamacita came up on random yesterday too.
That's crazy.
That joint was hard though, bro. What? Mamacita was crazy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
That's a slept on track. Travis.
And Thug.
And Thug.
Yeah. And Rich Homie.
that whole album was crazy though.
Yeah, that was a.
I ain't getting away, but.
That was a time.
Yeah.
That was a time, man.
That's when
Rest in peace to Jordan. Yeah, from the bullshit.
Yeah. Still standing in line for
Jordan. Rest in peace to Homie Quan, man.
RIP to the Rich Homie Quan.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, Fat Man Scoop as well.
Yeah. For sure.
Let's go now.
Here we go now.
Yeah, Fat Man Steph.
Yeah,
Steph.
At least we still got his doppelganger, but Rich Homie Quan and Fat Man Scoop. Which one's more legendary?
Scoop.
When it's all said and done.
Scoop.
Fat Man Scoop.
Scoop.
Yeah.
I think so.
I just think
because you hear his music more often. Any cabaret, they're gonna play Fat Man Scoop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Does Fat Man Scoop has his own songs?
No, yeah. he's on songs. You know, like the Missy joints,
the Timberland joint.
That's what I'm saying. But like, does he have his own?
Like a solo joint?
Does he have like an album? Is there a Fat Man Scoop album?
I think he was a more world renowned figure as far as DJ and people.
Yeah, he's a DJ. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
What's that joint?
But that's how he passed away behind a DJ set.
Did he really?
That shit was crazy.
Yeah,
on the mic,
on the mic,
controlling the crowd. Yeah. And it's right next to the set, and then you just see him collapse, that's that.
And you see him back there trying to do CPR on him and shit.
Yeah, it's a madness, bro. What's that joint with a party? What was that, Queen Pen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
Queen Pen's on that joint.
Shit, my mom used to date the nigga that wrote that song.
A word?
That's funny.
A party ain't a party till I've run through it.
Yo, it's crazy. You know what? I ain't gonna hold
you. The era we grew up in was fire.
Oh, of course. But just hearing how he died and why, like drugs and whatnot.
Yeah.
That shit be blowing me, bro.
Oh, Rich Homie?
Yeah, that shit be devastating.
Hey, but it was a bad pill, they said?
I don't know what it was, but he was very open about his drug habit or drug addiction and whatnot and how it took a toll on his career. But, and you know it's crazy because he was like on a media tour. Like I was seeing him like in mad interviews.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah, he was doing a bunch.
That's
of
why
shit.
When
yeah.
when you sent the group text like rest in peace, I'm like what? Nah, blood. Like I just seen a nigga to do an interview 2 days ago. That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a bunch of people waiting for like TMZ to report it at the time, or you know the usual saying ain't so that type of stuff. You know what I mean? And then like prominent figures started reporting it. TMZ reported it. From what I read, his girlfriend had saw him in the morning laying on the couch, sleep. And so she threw a blanket over top of him type shit. And then she went and took her daughter out or something like that and came back. And the nigga was still asleep on the couch and realized this nigga had no pulse. And nigga wasn't breathing and shit. So the rumor on the streets right now was it was a bad pill.
911 call. You heard all that shit. Yeah. Ebony was playing it earlier. I heard it. The 911 call.
Oh, the 911 call? For real?
Yeah. It's pretty much like she thought he was asleep, came in late, thought he was asleep on the couch, and she took her daughter to school, came back, and he wasn't moving. And yeah, as you said, realized he had no pulse and all that shit.
That shit sucks, bro.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I feel like we lost way too many. I mean, you know, in the world, you lose people too often every day. I can't even put the words together properly, but it happens every day. Like, you know what I'm saying? But in terms of like musicians and prominent figures and shit, like it's. It's crazy how fast the motherfuckers like disappear and drugs and like we've lost so many good ones to bullshit. Pimp I mean,
C,
like
Pimp C, like a motherfucker, like yeah,
that Pimp C, Mac Miller,
Mac Miller.
I mean, even Violence. You know what I'm saying? You're throwing Violence. You're throwing all of the above. Like you got fucking Juice WRLD. You got XXX. Like you got cats that was on the rise that was about to really do something, and then they just Amy Winehouse.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? There's so many. It's so many.
What is that though? Like, there's no answer to my question. But it's like I'm just curious. Like, what makes people repeat the same cycle that their peers, you know, made or did whatever? Like, if a nigga did drugs, and you see how like what the end result was for him or he or she whatever. Like, why would you want to follow that same pattern?
How are you different?
I just don't understand. Like, you copping bad pills? Like, respectfully, I can't. If you got a habit, you got a habit. I'm not here to even. you know, go that route, whatever. But it's like, damn, bro, like, how did a nigga serve you a bad pill?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, who you dealing with?
Who you dealing with?
Like, exactly, who you dealing with? Based on who you are, like, too? Like, you got some ends?
You feel like, me? Like, even, how did that
David
happen?
Even David Ruffin had his own nigga next to him.
Like, how did that even happen? Like, someone, that don't make no sense, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. I mean, people, you know, everybody, like I said, everybody is not me, though. Everybody got that kind of mindset, you know, when it's all said and done.
No question.
Not me, it ain't gonna be me, though. Yeah, it won't happen to me, though. Yeah. So
It's painful, because, like, you know, it didn't seem like he went out, like, intentionally. Like, it was a suicide type
shit. Right, for sure.
So for him to, like, you know, experience that pill type shit, like Mac Miller, you know what I'm saying? Fucked up drugs. Like, come on, man. That shit is just...
Yeah, man.
It just sucks.
I feel you. My cousin overdosed and passed away, you know what I'm saying? From bad cocaine. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Shit. Yeah,
that shit... Excuse me. That shit is whack.
Yeah, man. That shit's just baffling.
Welcome back to another episode of A-Man Say Man. It's your boy P.
Nick G.
What's good, Rem?
Rem the model in the building.
No doubt.
See, he messed it up that time, didn't he?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
He's supposed to... You know,
I just ran with it.
Yeah. Nah, I ain't messed up nothing. Just, you know.
I thought you was introducing her. Like, look, man. Like, we got to figure it out.
We ain't got to figure it out for that, nigga. I looked at you. You dropped your name and Rem.
He just dropped his name.
Rem went accordingly.
No, I didn't. You called me out then.
Yeah,
after
you
that.
Did. Because
I skipped one person. All right, man. It's cool. Us three today, man.
What's up, right?
Anyway, what up, Marvelous? What up, Steph?
Don't say what's up to them. I told you about this, man. Last time we done with those days, man.
No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? The Bama's not here. They chose not to show up to work today. You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah. Marvelous got real life things going on. Steph's in Houston.
Houston, yeah.
Yeah. Coming back from Houston. Yeah. They had a little boxing match with his son.
Shout out to Cam, too, man.
Yeah.
Should call the nigga. Put him on speakerphone and ask him what the fuck happened.
Yeah. Cam, you got to do better. That's you for real. You know? So.
Yeah, I was trying to peep it, but when I was trying to view it was saying live wasn't active no more.
I mean, I don't know. I caught the joint. I caught the fight.
Oh, you caught it?
Yeah, I caught it. It was no sound to it. All the other ones had a motherfucking commentator, but then it's Cam fight.
No commentator.
It was no commentator.
Hotel probably was watching Cam fight. I didn't even notice.
He probably, because
I hit Steph like, is he on? Because I'm like, that job like looked like Cam.
He had a tank top, white tank top on, red shorts.
I think I might have seen him fight, bro.
Yeah, it was only two rounds.
Word.
You know, the first round, he's playing around. Second round, he caught, he hit a nigga with a couple good shots, but he got hit with one, and they did a standard eight count, made sure he was straight, you know what I'm saying? But he was still just playing around, and like, he was, you know, but I went to go see him fight 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it, it was last weekend.
Out the city, yeah.
Last weekend, yeah. Out the city, you know, and it's the same thing. He just looked like he wasn't, like, in it, you know what I'm saying? Like, because apparently, from what Steph told me, he had just, the nigga he fought out in the city, he just sparred with him a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a different outcome, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, apparently Cam said, you know, he wasn't feeling, you know, he was tired, his legs was tired or whatever, being out there for like 3 hours in the sun on SS out in DC that time. But because he's nice. You know what I'm saying? You can see it. It's just, I mean, come on, man, what you doing?
Yeah, I can't speak to the Houston one. I will say, though, that like, and I didn't see either of them. I mean, I watched the video for the DC one, but what I'm saying here is that the way they do this fucking youth boxing shit is crazy. Reason Cam was somebody was hot and tired is because he had to be out there from the start of the event, because you never know when you're boxing.
Yeah.
Like, they literally be like, oh, yeah, he's going to box somewhere between 3 and 9, for sake of discussion.
Yeah.
3 and 8, whatever it is. Again, this is an outdoor event.
Yeah.
In the heat, it was like 85 degrees that day. So you want me to stand out there as a boxer in preparation for my fight for 4 hours and just wait till it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
And they do this shit everywhere, though, even when it's indoors and shit. Like, they have motherfuckers, they have Cam and them pull up to an event, and the event's from 4 to 8. Cam might not box till 7, but he don't know that until he get there. So then once you get there, you can't really step off and go nowhere else. Like, but had you known that in advance, you could get there at a certain time. You could be prepped, you know what I'm saying? You could be relaxing your body, all of this shit. And then half the time, because they're not prepared, Cam's opponent might not show up. Yeah. So he sat there till 7 p.m. and waited at the event, trying to just keep himself ready to box. And then his opponent didn't show up, so now I just wasted the whole fucking drive. Mm-hmm. Because, you know what I'm saying? It's just all dumb. The way they do everything is very, very stupid in my eyes.
Yeah, I feel you. But I just...
It's not good for the kids.
Just want to see a little better effort. You know, this is, the effort wasn't really there for me from what I seen yesterday on the screen. I mean, it was a good fight out D.C. The fight out the city was a good fight.
Yeah, that jump was a brawl.
Yeah, it was a brawl, yeah. Still, you know, Houston joint yesterday came. I was a little disappointed in that one, bro. I'll talk to you when I see you.
Unk ain't having it.
Nah.
I can dig it. That shit is all, I don't know. Like Rem said, being out there for that, you know, length of time before I even box, fuck that first and foremost.
Yeah.
But also, you know, I can only imagine as a child, I mean, a kid his age, you know, traveling to Houston, like, you know, that's a little, it's kind of intimidating, bro. I'm not saying that's a factor, but, you know, if it was, it's understandable.
It's either in you or it's not.
I wouldn't say that at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, sometimes it's not every day you're in it. This is in life, period, bro. Like, sometimes your mind is elsewhere.
Yeah, it could be an adjustment period.
You know what I mean? It's an adjustment period.
But you got to understand, at this time, you understand this is a big stage. This is a big look right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? You the night before, you taking pictures with, what was that? He took a picture with, I forgot. It was on IG.
Big teeth nigga.
Yeah,
the nigga would always be wearing ascots and shit.
Ascots. I know, crazy ass suit outfits.
Crazy.
Like, I know he, where's he from? Like, Louisiana, Shreveport or something?
He might be from Houston.
Yo, that nigga, he be blowing me like, son, what? Pause. Yeah, like, yeah, what you?
But
who let you out the house?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? But just knowing that those type of eyes are there, those people, you know what I'm saying?
I feel you, but I don't know, bro. Like, it happens to the best of us, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather him learn now. And those type of like that type of environment or a situation rather than, you know, years later. Like, this is just all preparation.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, learning, even Steph, like, him knowing that, hey, probably not the best idea for you to be standing up the entire time. Yeah. Knowing that you got maybe 2 or 3 hours, like, who knows, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I feel you. Niggas ain't clocking that.
Yeah, right? I mean, I think a piece of it is having it in you, like Nick was saying, but at the same time, like, certain situations require some experience, trial and error. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can still have it in you, but like you were saying, in terms of nerve, again, we don't even know if this was a factor for him, but in terms of nerves and shit like that and big audience and going to Houston, da, 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 look, man, maybe it was his first time doing something that, on that scale, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so maybe the first time, you know, you got to learn from it. Yeah. And you, but you still got it in you, you know, you just had never done that before. So who knows? Hey, man.
Say, man.
I want to circle back real quick to music. That's the only reason I threw the A man, say, man in there. And the state of music videos today. Paul, I know you was talking. We was talking off camera before, and you was talking about how there's a lot of underground shit.
Mm-hmm.
But in the mainstream, there's a new one that just dropped that I thought was really interesting. The new ASAP Rocky song / video, Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
We watched it earlier.
Yeah.
And the video was just bananas. Like, and I was just thinking about it in terms of like today's music world and shit like that. You know, everybody wants to be in the cameras in the streets, flossing and with the guns, or you in the club and you want the bitches in the video. Yeah, it's always something. It's always an image, you know what I'm saying? It's associated with Forsaken Discussion, hip hop, in today's music videos and shit like that. And the ASAP comes through with some wild ass shit where he got beers being poured out of a hood ornament on a car, and people fucking
crazy,
sitting on your lap cutting your hair. And I mean, it's just one of those videos that's very artistic and very all over the place, shot in Ukraine, with a whole bunch of crazy people, which I wish me and Paul both agreed on. They should have had Tommy Cash in, but and the video is amazing, the song's fire on top of that. I just, you know, want to talk about, I don't know, how that inserts, I guess, in today's music videos.
I mean, I would just like to say that I think it's expected from Rocky. Ever since he came out, like, his videos have always been, like, captivating to me. Like, they've always been dope. They've always been, like, psychedelic.
Peso's, you know what I'm saying?
Peso was crazy.
LSD video.
LSD, you can go on for days. But, it's always been dope, bro. Like, I don't know, it's just the hollow nigga in him, bro. Like, for real, like,
that's
the best way I can say it.
Pretty fucko,
dope video, dope fucking video, dope song. I believe his album is gonna be fire, and
that's a vintage Rocky. That was like,
that's just fucking amazing, man.
Yeah, Rocky is still that nigga. Like, you know, he's one of them. He's on that level. You know, the Drake, Kendrick, Rocky's up there, though. The point where he can take that time off and then come back and hit you with some shit like this. It's like, damn, nigga, like, you know, it's appreciated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like, nobody want to hear that shit, nigga.
It's interesting. You know, I don't know. It's like, it's almost, not lyrically, obviously, it's almost Eminem-esque. in terms of like the visuals.
I can see that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I can see that.
Busta Rhymes, Missy Elliott.
Right. Yeah, like it's just, and it's crazy when you see those artists that are able to do that. Because again, in today's way, every other video is, you know, somebody on the block and this, that, and the third. And
that lets you know who got money. Also,
not even just money, because Jay-Z is never going to do a video like that. You know what I'm saying? Or like, there's certain artists that can get away and do these videos. Like Busta was a great example. Busta has always done outlandish shit. Mm-hmm. But if I don't know, Nas did one of those videos, you'd be like, what the fuck is Nas doing? Yeah. Like, what is he on?
Ludacris
right
was another.
Ludacris was another one. You know what I'm saying? You could just do out. But Ludacris, I think, was more in the Eminem bucket, where the lyrics aligned with the weirdness of the video.
Versus the song itself having not much to do with the artistry. But, I mean, the way that,
the video was almost artistic at that point. Busta, Missy,
it's his own thing.
Busta, Missy, Rocky, very it's artistic with the videos.
Kendrick,
Kendrick, not as much, but Kendrick, yes, I agree. Like I said, I was saying earlier, I think Rocky and Kendrick had like the most visually interesting videos in the past 6 months. But I also ain't checking the underground scene or YouTube scene like Paul is. So.
Bro, it's just tons of good music. Like, I seen a post, there's a page I follow by a guy named like Riku. It's like R-E-I-I-K-O-U. And he was like this year, 2024, has like, we've just been like flooded with great fucking music, bro. Like, I'm finding some good music out here, man. Like, some real, all genres too. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, shit is just bumping.
Yeah.
But dope videos to support support it as well.
I will say this. I have experienced some dope shit that I was like, oh, that's all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm not sure if I would want to hear more, but I would have to hear another song that would maybe be like that from another artist. So I got like a little trial basic shit at Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just right.
Spin my shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? But so I'll just play like a playlist or whatever. I go to my artists or the shit that I save and play, and I hear some shit. I'm like, oh, this shit is dope. But I will give a little credit on that, because I'm against streaming service, but I don't use them. You know what I'm saying? But just to hear different things like that, and from what Paul's saying, it's like, it's some dope music out here. You just gotta find it. You know what I'm saying? So I've been hearing some dope shit that was fire.
Oh yeah, it's tons of shit, man.
And one, since you're talking about it, one good thing that's about those streaming services is, like, let's say you play a playlist, let's say you play an album, and you have it on the option where it just keeps playing, it'll start playing shit that is similar to that artist.
Oh yeah.
That, and maybe you never heard of. And good examples are, the smaller the artist, the weirder the shit gets.
Yeah, and
so, like,
that's
you play some Kingpin Slim.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you got 7-8 artists on random that you ain't never fucking heard of.
Yeah.
Whereas if you play some Jay-Z, then the next song would be Nas. The next song would be J. Cole. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. But
that's how it is. Crazy. I'm playing my artist playlist.
Right. And then you're going
to
get some.
Yeah. And things that's similar to Superfly.
Yep.
Or whatever.
Yep.
I've been hearing that. I'm like, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's just dope.
Yeah.
That's just dope.
Some artists I do recognize, like Crime Apple and It's a few artists on there that pop up. That's
Crime
like,
Apple.
Yeah.
What? Crime Apple?
I believe he's a Latino artist from New York. I believe I heard him on some Griselda shit.
Mm. You know, Crime Apple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. That song.
That's a
Granny Smith.
Red
Delicious. What are we talking?
Granny Smith.
What are we talking? What kind of Crime Apple is this guy?
Gala.
Gay Lab, Honey Crisp. Who are you talking about? I know my apples now.
Dahlia, what's up?
Yo, apples. On some random shit, right? You ever come across, like, sometimes when you be scrolling and like it hits you with like the world's most expensive blah blah blah?
Yeah.
Like it puts you in some random shit, right? Yeah. So the fact that y'all talking about apples.
The black apple.
Now it wasn't a black apple, nigga. It's like a pineapple, like in fucking Asia. I don't know where. I think it's cultivated back. I don't know. This junk is $5,000, bro.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I'm like,
that's crazy.
They got a bunch of them junks like that. Yeah.
I seen a random ass mango.
Mm-hmm.
That junk was like $1,600 for one. Nigga.
I think I might have seen that exact video. I think I know you're talking about.
That's bananas.
I seen they got a black apple out there.
Mm. Yeah.
Like a black one, the exterior that looks black, but junk's crazy.
Probably like, sweet as a mug.
Yeah, it's like $500 or something like that.
Knock it off.
That's the type of shit that 2 Chainz show used to be. What was this?
Yeah,
shit?
Most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just baffled, because it's like, bro, first of all, what makes that 5,000?
the growing process.
That's fine.
The organic soil.
That nothing. 5,000. Nah, bro.
The amount of seeds there are.
Yeah, but does it last longer?
I don't know. Probably I doubt not. It. Probably not. Probably it probably has to be super fresh. That's probably crazy. Last shorter actually.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, it's man-made. Everything's man-made.
That's
you know what I'm saying? Literally, like funny enough. That's since we took. Let's keep going. We talking about fruits and veggies and stuff. I seen a video. It basically said that like 99% of what we eat, everybody's always talking about like man-made fruits and veggies and shit like that, is man-made.
Yeah, but you gotta elaborate on the man-made part. You're talking about what we also don't consider is the hybrid.
Oh yeah, but right? But that is man-made.
True, but when we think about man-made, it's like right, like oh, it was made in the lab.
Exactly. People are dumb. Right. Mm-hmm. People are dumb.
I remember, I think years ago when you brought up broccoli.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, what, in the lab, nigga? Broccoli. Like, that don't make no sense.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but it is in a lab, but it's not in a lab.
Right.
If that makes sense. It's in a lab to the extent of somebody sitting there breeding the two plants together until they make what they want.
Right.
So it definitely took somebody with a little bit of skill and an environment. Yeah. You could call it a lab if you wanted to, but it's not a lab. Like,
no, I know what you're saying.
From scratch. Right. Right, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Right, but like right. The broccoli is a perfect example. The video I saw, the dude was like, broccoli, I can't remember the original plant it was, but basically kale, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli rabe, and maybe one other all come from the same plant.
Mm-hmm.
All come from the original, whatever the original wild broccoli plant was. So let's just call it that.
Yeah.
Would lettuce be in that too?
No, lettuce and cabbage probably in the same.
Cabbage was made from this plant. It was like the leaves. And they were like, yo, we like the leaves. And at first it was kale or something like that. And then we was like, we like the leaves, but we like them when they're younger and they're still like bunched up.
Right.
And then so they made those. And then they were like, yeah, we like those, but we want them to be smaller. So they made them Brussels sprouts. And then some people like the stems of the broccoli versus the tops. So yeah, then they made broccoli rabe. No, it's called broccoli rabe. It's the real long broccolini. Yes, yeah. Yeah, same type of
broccolini,
joint.
Broccolini, yeah.
Yep. With the long joints. And then somebody liked the flower piece, so they got
you
that.
You don't eat expensive restaurants.
Nah,
you
no. I don't know broccolini, my nigga. Yeah, I don't speak veggie talk, my nigga. Yeah,
what's that joint? What's that joint? MGM, the Bellagio or some shit. Some shit is a steakhouse in the MGM. That shit is fucking crazy. They got broccolini.
That's where you get your broccolini from.
Yeah.
I ain't mad at you.
Exclusive.
I hear that.
Man-made. I feel you. But does lettuce is not man-made?
I think what is it? Lettuce, celery. They probably all come from the same tribe, right?
No clue.
I don't know.
Don't have me lying about that one.
I hear that. But hey, man.
Say man.
Yo, football's back, fellas.
Week one, baby.
I know y'all niggas is excited.
Man, what? Who you telling?
I hear you.
I'm glad Cleveland is the city where we come from.
I'm glad we play at 425.
I hear that.
Me too.
What's up with Nick Chubbs, bro? Is he ever going to come back?
Yeah, he out for like the first four games.
Mm.
Me coming here, he had a bad injury, a season long injury. Yeah. So like you know, he's still in recovery. He's on IR for the first four games, I think. So
they're gonna win today. They're gonna beat Dallas.
Mm.
Yeah, we're gonna put that work in. I mean, Dak Prescott has got that new contract, so hopefully it ain't inspiration for him. But you know,
240, 4 years, 240 mil,
240 million. Gave it to him this morning.
How much is that guarantee? Anyone know?
I don't know
what it said, bro.
But it is the largest contract in NFL history. He's the highest paid in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is he worth that?
No.
Nah, but somebody was going to pay him. That's what people don't realize. In those scenarios, somebody might not always be worth all that money, but somebody going to pay the man.
No question.
And somebody's going to give him something really close.
What Dallas finished last year?
They went to the playoffs, but they lost.
True.
Also, who they lose to? Green Bay?
Yeah, Green Bay beat them.
Yeah.
Damn, 240. Cool. Yeah.
Got a gang of bread. I mean...
Yeah, I'm about to tell you exactly what it is. 240 million contract, 4 years. The deal includes 231 million guaranteed.
Right.
230 million guaranteed.
He's getting 60.
That's crazy.
Man's getting
231?
Yeah, it's what, 1 million more than what
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
He's getting 60
million,
bro.
60 million average value. Yeah, his contract. Yep.
That's insane.
But he hasn't. He's only won one playoff game.
In his career.
In his career, bro. They definitely, they pull off 10 wins, 11 wins, 12 win seasons every year, but they get to the playoffs and they lose in the first round. Last year, they won in the first round.
Is it on him now?
What?
Is all those losses on him? I don't watch Dallas, so I don't know no better.
I mean, but he makes some bad decisions in towards the end of the games that I've seen. You know what I'm saying?
In the playoffs?
In the playoffs, yeah.
True.
You know what I'm saying? Certain things that, you know, he don't do. He don't show up. He just like Tony Romo for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know, I'm quite sure, I haven't talked to my brother today. My brother's a diehard Cowboys fan. I'm quite sure he's pissed off about this. A lot of these niggas, Cowboys fans, they don't want Dak there no more.
Really?
Tired of Dak. Yeah. They just gave CeeDee Lamb the bread. They just gave Dak more money. This is Dak's second big contract, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
This is his second big contract with them. You know what I'm saying? So, and then, shit, they got to pay the nigga Michael Parsons, their best defensive player coming up.
Yeah, they got to pay him.
Mm. He was in the 2021, I think the 2021 draft. So, shit, this is fourth year. This is, you know, yeah, they got to pay that nigga soon.
Yeah, they got to pay Michael Parsons. He's a beast. You can't let him roll out. And he loves the Cowboys.
Yeah, Cleveland's going to win. Dak Prescott is going to do what Dak Prescott going to do. This year, Cowboys are a different team. I have to see what they do to believe. They lost one of their best running backs. They lost the defensive coordinator, who is now our head coach. You know what I'm saying? They have a new offensive coordinator and new defensive coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. They lost some of their good defensive players as well. So we'll see.
Who are the Skins play there?
We got Tampa Bay.
Who? I don't think that team's in the league anymore, sir. I mean, you said racist, to be honest with you.
My fault. The Commanders.
Oh, there we go. Interesting.
I don't call them that until they win.
You don't call them what?
The C word.
You don't call them the Commanders?
Nah.
The Bamambas.
The Bamanders. The Bamanders. But
the Bamanders.
Nah, they're still the Skins to me until they win something, bro.
But they're not, though.
I know they're not. But I refuse to buy anything Commanders. Everything. If I can find some Redskins shit, I'm definitely buying the Redskins shit.
Interesting.
For real. You know.
So you're going to continue with the...
I just don't like the racism name. I don't like the name. If it was a different name, I would be tripping. But Commanders really sounds terrible.
So you're just going to continue with the racism instead?
I want to say it's racism. Shit, you still got the Seminoles and goddamn Florida State.
Yeah, but you ain't a Florida State fan. What they got to do with you?
I mean, but, you know, it's... What? I'm not racist. I'm a Skins fan.
But I'm saying, though, that's not your mob. You ain't got to worry. What's Florida State got to do with you? You have the ability to...
My great-grandfather was a motherfucking Indian. You know
what
I'm
saying? Yeah, the way you thought about that, I'm not a racist. Damn.
Look, my great-grandfather's name was Tecumseh. You know what I'm saying?
Tecumseh?
Yeah, Tecumseh is a Indian chief.
No word. What reservation was he from?
I have no idea. That's some shit I have to ask my mom.
No doubt.
You know, it's tatted on my arm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's why you got that coolie here.
Probably so.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
I ain't mad at you.
He said hair.
What's up with your boy Tyreek, though?
Tyreek Hill. All these niggas launching. All these niggas out here launching. Tyreek Hill. somebody else did some shit. And got locked up or arrested or some shit. I can't remember who it was. But yeah, these niggas is tripping out here these days, man.
Tyreek Hill ain't do shit, though.
I mean, but still, like, it's the day before game day.
It should be game day.
This was today.
So Tyreek Hill this morning, into the game, on his way to the game, like with stadium traffic and shit.
Yeah.
All the fancy cars, all that shit, got pulled over for doing something. I don't know if it was speeding or driving reckless or what it was. He got pulled over in a Lambo on the way to the game, right outside the stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Got pulled over for whatever it was, a driving violation. And then somehow ended up out of the car. Well, from what I've read, he got into a verbal altercation with one of the officers, which led to him being put in handcuffs. The video shows him being put on the floor face down. Put the cuffs on him, and then at one point while they're talking to him, one dude tries to like rush and almost tackle him again, push him back to the ground. Like,
it's unnecessary.
Yeah, man. I'm not for unfair treatment of like celebrities and stuff like that. For the most part, like, everybody should be treated equal. Like, just because you're a celebrity, you shouldn't get off and da 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 da. But at the same token, in that scenario, I'm outside my job. you know who the fuck I am. I'm trying to get to work. Yeah. Like, hopefully you know he didn't do nothing where he endangered anyone's life, because I don't know what Tariq Hill actually did. But hopefully he didn't do nothing to endanger nobody's life or nothing crazy.
Or said nothing crazy neither.
Right. Either. Yeah. I mean, you're allowed to run your mouth, though, respectfully. Yeah, you are allowed to run your mouth. Like, but I'm not for that either. Like, I'm all for cops having to do their job. Their job's very difficult, but running your mouth is not one thing. A cop, you're going to have to learn to tolerate, fuck you, da-da-da-da-da, you're a bitch, it's called freedom of speech, I'm allowed to do all of the above. Like,
But it's almost similar to with Scotty Scheffler shit, the golf shit, you remember that shit?
Yeah.
It was almost similar to that.
Yeah.
Just
some dumb shit.
Dumb shit. And like, that nigga went to jail too.
Right.
See, I didn't have like the full facts.
Oh, it happened this morning, right outside the stadium.
That he was detained for some driving violation. Like, these niggas out here lunching. Like,
no, it's, okay. This morning outside the stadium. Like literally, bam, you could see.
You see, I prejudge. You know what I'm saying? y'all niggas said before, I am the problem, I guess. I read the headlines and just run with that shit.
And just run with it.
It doesn't show what happened. It just,
I feel you.
Right, it doesn't show what he did. But it doesn't show what he did.
But I will say that the officers were a bit out of line. You know, nothing doesn't justify none of that.
Right, you know who the man is.
The bro is coming to play a game. You know that. Like,
he's on his way to work right now.
Why are we acting like this? This is silly.
You should be giving this nigga escort.
Like, right, you should be helping me get in there.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, this nigga like, go win us this game.
You know how embarrassing it? Like, he's probably sitting here right now, unless the game's already started, like, fuck.
Yeah, they playing
like,
now.
No, yeah, they playing now. And they said that he was playing today and all that shit, but, like, it was just crazy,
that shit's
man.
Whack, bro.
Yeah, Bama's driving by, literally, like, recording, like, oh, shit, that's Tyreek Hill. Oh, shit, that's Tyreek Hill.
You all right?
This guy.
This nigga. What you
doing? I don't know what's happening to Paul recently.
Yeah, Paul.
He can't hold his bladder anymore. He's already gone twice since he's been here.
We're going to have a little football talk when you're gone.
So.
Yeah. Y'all division tough this year.
Again, our division's always tough,
always
brother.
Tough. Yeah.
Always.
But y'all, I just saying that because Pittsburgh was a little shaky last year.
Pittsburgh gonna be shaky this year too. That's another thing. That was breaking news this morning. Russell Wilson ain't playing.
Yeah, yep.
He's been dealing with some sort of injury or something like that.
But
so
they got another number one quarterback.
Yeah, they got Justin Fields out there.
Yeah,
It might have been a ploy.
Lamar looked good the other night. I ain't gonna lie.
Lamar always looked good.
Lamar looked good.
Lamar's a little scary at times because of some of the shit he does. You just be like on your toes about it. But when it's all said and done, Lamar's really fucking good.
Yeah, I meant to see y'all with Jerry Jeudy in the offense now.
Yeah, man.
I want to see what y'all do.
I'm anxious for Nick Chubb to return so that we can have our full healthy team back.
Y'all actually got number one and a number two receiver, and y'all have like a good tight end.
Like, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and Joku's a beast. I'm anxious to see what Deshaun Watson going to do.
It's all on Deshaun.
Yeah, it's on Deshaun Watson for sure. Yeah, it's time. You know, I've been patient. I understood why he got the contract, saying like just like Dak, somebody was going to pay him, like he was going to get money somewhere, and he didn't want to come to Cleveland. Mm-hmm. He wanted to go somewhere hot, and so to entice him, you got to throw some more bread. Hey, I ain't mad at it. Like I was never mad at the signing, but it is about time for him to go ahead and show us. Like he showed us a glimpse last year.
Yeah, then he got hurt.
You know what I'm saying? He was playing really well before he got hurt.
Yeah.
But it's time for him to go ahead and show up and earn that paycheck.
Yeah.
And I mean, our defense is solid. Like we was fucking number one defense in the league last year. So we're gonna be right back at it.
Up there, y'all good. Miles Garrett is a beast.
Yeah, Miles Garrett's going. Yeah. And Miles Garrett got a chip on his shoulder this week because he's from Dallas.
Yeah.
And his family are all Dallas fans, you know.
True that.
He was even talking about his mom. He was like, yeah, my mom's going to have my jersey in the stands tonight, but I know she's going to be in that jump accidentally cheering for Dallas. Almost, yes. Yeah. Had to catch herself and shit because, you know, she was really a Dallas fan at heart. And, he said he grew up a Dallas fan too. But.
True. I think Miami going to win that division that they in. The Jets might win that division. It's the Jets and the Dolphins. Cause the Bills are trash this year to me, just from what they this nigga
standard. It's standard. This is Paul's life. Yo, that was crazy.
I'm not even looking up there. I'm looking. Yeah.
Yo,
got it, Playboy.
Yeah. If you only listening right now, you might want to watch the visuals. The way that the microphone just attacked Paul's mouth. Paul's was insane.
Y'all wildin'.
That was crazy.
Let's get to it.
No, we was already getting to it. Let's get to it.
Steve
comes back from the bathroom. Well, let's get
to it. Yeah, I feel right. refreshed.
Just like we on a road trip.
Yeah, man. Right.
You feel me?
Had to stop the
It's your turn to drive and shit, nigga. Get the fuck out of here.
My bad, man. Pardon me, man.
Ass in the back, man.
What y'all talking about, man?
We're just talking about the NFL, bro.
NFL.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, just, you know, what expectations for some of these teams this year.
Man, I wish I was excited as much as you guys are, man.
Foosball. Yeah. Foosball.
Man, yeah. Nah, it's definitely my favorite time of the year, bro. It's not even with football, just period. Like, from September to fucking, like, February.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's my shit.
Yeah, I can dig that.
I love all the holidays coming up. It's just the weather changing.
I am a big fan of hoodie season and jackets.
Absolutely. Hoodies and shorts?
I don't know about shorts.
Absolutely.
I'm a fall, winter, spring nigga. Like, that's me.
Yeah.
Summertime, I don't really fuck with unless we went to Honduras. That's the only time I fuck with summer.
I'm on vacation. I'm all about summer.
But
at home, being hot for fun? No.
Nah, fuck
I'm not
man.
For that.
I'm good.
I'm not a big winter guy either. Nah, I'm a fall spring.
I'm a 70 to 85 type
of nigga. I'm a fall spring kind of guy.
Yeah, I sound like everybody else.
Yeah, I'm a
70 not at all. There's people that love summertime.
Yeah, it's people.
People that are diehard summertime people. Are you kidding me?
I mean,
we sound like everybody else. That was disrespectful.
It's not because
what
are you talking
for? And it's torture.
Are we talking the vibe or like from like a style perspective?
I'm talking about temperature. I'm talking about life in general. Yeah. Now, fashion wise, I love the winter.
You don't enjoy summer for the vibes?
No,
y'all crazy.
For my vacation, absolutely.
Yeah, vacation.
I'm not trying to be hot for no reason at home. That hot shit is stupid.
Summer don't really mean hot though.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Summer don't always mean hot.
Where you from?
Right now, is today hot?
It's not summer.
It's not summertime, nigga. Summer's over.
Pardon me, my fault. But when it's like when it's like 75, 78, that's a rare summer day.
That's a rare summer day. That's not standard.
That's rare.
Standard summer days is 85 to 90s.
Yeah.
That's standard summer days.
88.
When you go to the pool.
Nah, yeah. You're right. We did have some hot days.
The standard summer days is 85.
That motherfucker. That June, July stretch before we went on vacation, nigga. It was hot.
I jumped out there. My
while
bad.
We was gone, nigga, it was 100 before 11 o'clock one day. Like
that's
it was
fact.
Crazy
that's
out here.
I forgot about that. My bad.
Hell no, nah, I ain't
y'all,
with that.
Y'all win, man. I'm not gonna argue.
And the fall winter time is when the best clothes come out.
Like I love layering for sure.
For real,
I just love comfortability. So like. So I wear shorts often.
I'm trying to get my jacket game like Tyreek and Power, nigga. That nigga. Yo, Tyreek's jackets? Yo, I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Yeah, he did have a lot of jackets.
Crazy.
That's a fact.
For real, that nigga, every joint is jacket.
What's good, Tech?
We all right over there?
Well, y'all had to stop and pause. Yeah, we could have just kept on rocking.
It's
not good. The visuals is jacked. I don't know what happened. It's completely paused. Everything's just paused. But
I see it's cool. It is what it is.
Yeah, I was just gonna ride.
No, money said everything's jacked.
We're fucked. Only audio this week, guys. We're gonna have 20 minutes maybe of visual scraps.
20 years.
Since you asked. Again, I was just going. See, I got up smoothly. I didn't say I had to use the bathroom. I said, let me check the cameras. I was gonna make it real smooth. But
it should have like one of the motherfucking bank heist joint, like a bank heist.
These niggas, you know, niggas TV production. That's all. I could tell. Anything near a glitch happens, they're like, yo, we good? What's going on over there? Yo, hey, ho, what happened over there? Everything. Yo, why he leave? All right, hold on, wait. Pause, relax.
Niggas like, wait, hold on. What's live on air, baby.
You just gotta ride sometimes. Yeah,
I thought you was going to the bathroom and shit.
Nah. But it is what it is, though. It's all good, you know?
Yeah.
Things happen.
But anyway.
Important thing to
happen. Yeah, football. You know what I'm saying? We back at it. Oh, man.
You know, Bush, the whole time I'm looking up, I'm like, yo, how are we still only at 20-something minutes? That's crazy. I feel like it was 26 minutes like 10 minutes ago, but all right, cool. I guess we're still at 20 minutes.
The whole time,
we probably at an hour and a half right now. We don't even know it. That's cool.
Should have had you check the motherfucking time on the
Bullshit. Hold on, I'm about to check real quick.
Yeah, since we on frozen time, like it's like Tower Heights.
Oh, yeah, we good.
41 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, time was like 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, we good. Niggas been rocking. What the fuck?
Missed the game and everything.
That's crazy.
That'd be insane. Hey, man.
Say, man.
We had some homework, guys.
Yes, we did.
Oh.
The homework.
Long overdue.
Yeah.
Long overdue.
Yeah, we had a week off.
Nick.
Superfly, baby.
Talk to us.
Superfly was the homework assignment. I wanted everybody to get a chance to check it out, go download it and stream it, whatever. You know, how, you know, everything works out like that. But yeah, Superfly is an album solely produced by me, arranged, sequenced, with the smooth cinematic flows from my brother Andrew Jackson, man. It was a blessing to meet this brother. He actually, like, a lot of the music that, like, even, you know, me and Judah have an album coming out, and the two songs that I produced, well, two of the songs I produced on there, he's on two of them. Mm-hmm. And I remember telling him in the studio, this is before he started sending me records from Superfly. It's like, yo, you bring what I envision to light. You know what I'm saying? When I make these beats, I hear certain shit. And when I hear it, it's like, and then I hear it live, like, yo, what the fuck? Like, this is perfect. So, Superfly, yeah. It's an album by me, produced by me, my man Andrew Jackson and shit. Yeah, man, this is my shit, man. This is my baby, yo. So, I just want to get everybody to review it and, you know, get a chance to listen to it and let me know what they think about it. You know what I'm saying?
First and foremost, fuck you, Steph and Marvelous, for not being here and providing us with your album review.
right. Y'all got homework. Y'all got like makeup work.
Yeah. They got makeup.
They got makeup work. Yeah.
I've listened to the gen a couple times. Mm-hmm. I went to the event, talked about it the other week. I listened to it during like the build of the album, the production, and you know what everything was being created. Back to the pure mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's fire. It's a fire album. It sounds amazing. The flows match the beats, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. it goes together well. I like it. Like I said, when it's all said and done, I do like it. Is it everyday listen for me? No, because it's not really my style of music. Mm-hmm. But I do like the flow of the album in general and the way it was sequenced and everything. It's funny. We was listening to the album. Some of Andrew Jackson's words.
Yeah.
It's kind of confusing as to what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Sometimes it gets a little difficult.
I mean, yeah.
to follow what exactly, you know, what image are you trying to paint here? What are you trying to?
Right. Yeah. I feel you. It's certain things that it's like, you know, but from me listening to Rock Marcy's and shit like that, it's like, it's almost like niggas will write four bars. And then that's it. Then they write another four bars. It's like different passages.
Right.
That's almost. What you're saying. You know what I'm saying? Pieced together in a way. You know what I'm saying? To paint a whole picture. You know, he says shit like, heathen on 30 keys. He was like, heathens trying to make hell pleasing. Bringing in greens in like we vegan. Too deep for retreating. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like he's talking about him and the niggas out here in the streets trying to make what we call the world hell. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make that shit pleasing. You know what I'm saying? By bringing in money, by hustling out here in the streets. And now you went too deep to get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It's just the way that he words shit. He doesn't say it how, you know, I guess it will come across to anybody with like, it'd be that easy to digest. I guess, I don't know. It's intricate and it's not at the same time because it's kind of, he say shit like, wet her panties like a mop. She like to rise to the top. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's that shit was simple.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, no, it's not everything.
It's different, but I feel what you're saying. I feel you.
But if you are familiar with, like, the Rock Marcy's and, mm-hmm. like, you know, the Griselda Mob and, you know, others, you will appreciate, you know, Jackson's style, which he does shine in certain songs. Like, one in particular, Doing Numbers.
Yeah.
Like, him and the beat, it meshed so well. Like, he goes off.
Yeah.
I thought the album was dope. Like you guys were saying, the way that it was sequenced together. Amazing. Yeah.
Doing Numbers is my shit. That hook was crazy.
Yeah. And
Doing Numbers.
It's just nostalgia. Like, I'm a huge fan of like feeling like nostalgic. Like, mm-hmm. I love like, you know, reminiscing. Like, what I would have been doing back then. Like, this sound is like very 90s.
Yeah.
So I just go back to like what I was doing back then as a you know, kid back in the 90s and so far off the music that I would listen to, which is pretty much music like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like East Coast type shit. But yeah, no, great album. Yeah. And you know, I just appreciate everything that you're doing right now. Like, again, you're putting everything in motion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I look forward for the next joint and yeah, man. Just dope.
Yeah, appreciate it, man.
For
yeah,
sure. Yeah. Doing numbers.
Like what's some of your favorite joints, huh? Like,
oh.
I know Rim said
Perfect Package is definitely one of my favorite joints. Yeah. Like I said, just got that Nas flow. It's got that kind of AZ Nas feel vibe to it.
And that was the beat that was on the Uncut Gems beat tape I did. That was the last, that was the ending joint. That was the, what was the name of the fucking shit? Hold on, I gotta find it, brother. Damn, what was the name of the casino he went to in Uncut Gems?
Oh, Mohegan Sun?
Yeah, Mohegan Sun. There you go. That was the Mohegan Sun joint on the end of Word. Uncut Gems.
Yeah, Perfect Package is probably my favorite when it's all said and done. Superfly is a classic too. When 30 Keys is also fire too.
Yeah.
Hypnotize. The OG. Hypnotize. The OG name.
Yeah, I'm going with Doing Numbers. Superfly, The Payoff, On the Stove. I mean, Over the Stove. Perfect Package was dope. Yeah. But also I want to add too, right? Like, I love when niggas like use like 90s slang, bro. Like Andrew, he be using words like Chiba.
Yeah,
like how niggas like you know what I'm saying? And like when I swear to God, bro, when I used to like freestyles as a kid, I would refer to weed as Chiba.
Chiba, yeah.
Or smoking Seth.
Yeah. Smoking Chiba.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
smoking
yeah.
Chiba or something.
He
like,
said that shit too.
Like, I know. He was like,
smoking Seth in the morning.
I like
yeah.
smoking Seth in the morning, yeah. some shit like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think it's Doing Numbers, he said that shit on.
No, it's Billionaire Brainwaves.
Oh, okay.
Smoke a cess in the morning, less stress leaves me worn. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like,
but
and the crazy thing about that verse was added later on during the mixing session because we were supposed to have a feature on it.
Word.
For that song. And the nigga was like, he was bullshitting. We was giving him time.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of one of the things that held up the album from the mixing process, was waiting for this feature. But you know,
you should have got Checkmate to take a spot.
He got paid for it and everything. We got paid for it and everything. So we'll see what it's about. But I didn't pay for it.
A word.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, so.
Shout out to my Chiba niggas,
that,
man.
That second verse on Billionaire Brainwaves had like some intention to it.
Gotcha. You know what I'm
saying? Like he said, he told me in the studio, he was like, yo, like I just want, niggas make it seem like it's so hard to just fucking rap. Like the nigga telling me I need time to sit with the beat. Nigga, just rap. You know what I'm saying? He's like, let me just show these niggas. And he went. That's why he went through different flows in that second verse.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So nigga, you can do it this way. You can do it this way.
Is he a 5%er?
Yeah. Okay. God body. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Definitely 5%er. God
body.
Yeah,
a lot of peace God mm-hmm. references and all that.
Yeah. I don't put his government name out there. I'm not gonna say his government name, but he Born Divine is his, you know, his name.
Gotcha.
And Andrew Jackson is his alias as far as you know artistically. And he got that name from, you know, he gave me a little background on it, but he'll better explain it himself. But from a Nas line on, what was the name of the song?
Bloodlines or something like that?
It was Bloodlines.
No, it was Take It For Blood.
Take It For Blood.
Yeah, you had blood involved.
Yeah.
I was so quick to say, yeah, it was Bloodlines. My bad. Take It For Blood.
And yeah, yeah. And then it's some more meaning to it. You know what I'm saying? He told me about it. It's some more meaning to the name, why he chose Andrew Jackson. But, yo, like, just meeting him and presenting him with this body of work, you know what I'm saying? Like, he brought this fucking shit to life, bro. My favorite joints, honestly, is... I love the whole album, but... I'm going to say All Is Fair, Doing Numbers, Perfect Package, and Superfly, for real. Superfly is my shit.
Yeah, I fuck with Superfly.
Superfly's a shit. When he sent, because Superfly was like a last edition as well. Like, over the, like, just a little context for people who didn't make the listeners joint. the first beat I sent him was the Billionaire Brainwaves joint. I sent him the Billionaire Brainwaves beat. I sent him Doing Numbers. And I sent him Over the Stove and the Payoff. Those were the first four joints I sent him, I think. And then I told, once he started telling me how much he was fucking with it and he had a concept he had, I was like, yo, go check out my Pure Beat tape.
Mm-hmm.
So then he hit me up and was like, yo, send me the Hypnotize joint and send me the Bad Dream, which was Heartless. And so I sent him the joint and then he was like, then I sent him the September beat, which was also Chainsmoking. So when I sent him them joints, he was like, he started writing to him. He was like, all right, now we got like 7 joints maybe. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, fuck it. Let's do 10. So that's when I started. I sent him the Superfly beat. I sent him the Perfect Package beat. I sent him All Is Fair. And I think those was 3. That's was 7. So I made 10. The last one I sent him was Made Men.
Mm.
And I was like, yo, this joint feels like it could be on Superfly. Let's add this one. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. Because just I wanted to kind of even it out as far as with the... I didn't want to be a whole album full of just loops, no drums. I wanted to have some type of bounce.
Something else, yeah.
So if you know, the Perfect Package got the drum loop behind it.
Mm-hmm.
Superfly had the drum loop behind it. You know what I'm saying? And All Is Fair was another loop joint, but it fit the feel. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, Superfly is doing good as far as doing numbers. It's doing all right. You know what I'm saying?
Go you, bro.
For my first joint.
Fuck yeah.
I think I'm over 500 streams on Apple, and it's about, I want to say, hold on, I'll tell you now.
X number of streams on.
Go get Spotify. The data. Spotify is 165 all time. Go. And Apple Music, we at
1.2 million.
No, so 560 plays.
Wow. So that's 500K, 162,000.
Yes, absolutely.
Fucking amazing.
It's amazing. It's crazy. It's crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Fucking amazing, it's
going to be sweet.
And I can see who got, what songs got the most plays is Superfly, I guess.
That was a single, you know, so that was, you know.
But Superfly's a dope song, though.
As expected.
That's like a, to me, like a celebratory like type vibe.
Yeah, yeah. That's why, you know, in the studio mixing, we was like trying to figure out, because we was not clashing, but we just had different views on putting it out.
Right.
I wanted to put it out on streaming platforms because I wanted people to be able to obtain it. Like, at they added to their playlist and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Versus me putting it out on like a link tree or some shit like that, and people have to motherfucking
go get the download
link,
it. Yeah.
Download the link, then put in their files, and they want to listen to it. They got to go to their files.
They're not doing that, bro.
They're not doing that. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not doing that.
I get that. I mean, I get that too, because it's going straight to consumer. So, you know what I'm saying? You'll benefit more, you know what I'm saying, from that versus streaming, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know.
I do all of the above personally.
Yeah, but
I would push people. That's what I would do. I'd do all of the above. Mm-hmm. And I would, you know, I prefer that you went to the link tree.
Yeah.
But at the absolute least, go listen to it on Apple Music.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what, you know, a lot of artists doing now. Slim, for instance. He put out a deluxe version of If God Could Rap on Even Biz, where it's a straight to consumer shit. You go and you pay what you want. The payment is set at a minimum price at like $25, but you can pay more than that if you want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you pay the $25 and you have it only on Even Biz. But he's also going to drop a regular version of it.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I'm saying? On Apple. Yeah. But the benefit of getting on Even is that
extra songs. Right. Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that makes total business sense to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, that's what the next process is, you know, we're going to create some type of platform where I can sell more of these shirts and sell the vinyls, because vinyls are coming for this album.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, you know, need one of those. So 1,000%.
The vinyls and the shirts will be on the website. And, you know, I might also upload the album as well, as far as purchase from that as well. So, you know, just trying to figure out more ways to work it. But got other albums that I'm working on that, you know, that's coming out soon. So it's like, you know. On to the next one.
For sure. I got one more related to Superfly. I'm not going to steal it from Paul. Paul, you asked me a question in the car about others on Superfly.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought that would be a good question for Nick.
So I had to ask Rem, like, if you could see another rapper on the album, who would you, you know,
like, if
see?
You take the whole album and you could replace it with one rapper that's, you know, famous, big time, like, who would you?
I went with Action Bronson. I thought he would be.
Yeah, I thought he'd be great on the beats.
I think he would go crazy on this joint.
I feel you, Action Bronson. I would definitely. I would say Rock Marcy.
Oh yeah, for okay. sure.
Yeah, yeah. Mine was, I think, slightly biased because I'm a overplayer of songs, so I've been overplaying Yachty's 3 little songs that came out lately.
Mm.
But I could hear Yachty providing a very interesting, different kind of flow on those beats. Joints, that would be. Fire still, yeah. So I think that'd be dope.
Yeah.
What's up?
You got a few joints too. Like if you added like a drill beat, drill beat behind it,
something
you
know, like go that. Crazy. Put some drums behind. I'm still waiting, to be honest with you. I thought about that in the car
some
too.
Drill shit.
Not drill shit. I am waiting for you to just spaz because I know that that's your pocket. Like that's your lane is the Jay Dilla style, the loops. You maybe some drums in the background.
Yeah.
I want you to go Kanye style. Where when you look at the, I don't know what it's called, track listing, if you will, not the track listing, but you know what I'm saying, when you're making the beat, the tracks.
All the tracks,
I want to see 85 of them motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah. I want to see 100 of them because you done put so many different sounds and layers and this and some drums here and some there. I want to see one. I can't wait till you decide to do that one time because I know that shit's going to be insane.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah.
We do need some homework. For next week, Nick gave a Superfly. I probably had the one before that, so it's probably on you, P. If you want to look at that list, and go ahead and gather something.
Yes.
Oh
yeah. We're gonna do Shaq West, my boy.
Okay. Say less.
Absolutely.
That was quick and easy.
Right. Absolutely.
That was quick and easy. Shaq West, my boy. That's my shit too.
Absolutely.
All right.
Need some Shaq.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on with you. But matter of fact, you know, he did drop it. He dropped a single recently.
Did he? Yeah. I mean, you know, he took a break for a second. Trash, and went to go hoop. Trash. He went overseas and went to hoop.
Trash.
Because he's an overseas hooper.
Trash. But hey, man.
Say, man.
Let's get into some fucking questions. Oh God, I'm having a. Today's been
a mud boy.
Yeah. It's been crazy, mud boy over here. I don't know what's going on, but
mud boy.
Let's get into some questions, man.
What's up?
All right, so the first one, I saw this one, I stole this one off somebody's podcast on the internet, so shout out to you, whoever you are. Dog breeds that are allowed to say the N-word.
Hmm.
Oh, shit.
What dogs breeds can say nigga?
Well, we all know a pit bull.
Yeah.
Pit bull is number one.
Yeah. Doberman.
And I know the first no is a golden retriever.
Oh, first no, yeah, absolutely.
The first no is a golden retriever is absolutely not allowed to say the N-word.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
Nope, unacceptable.
Or a poodle.
Poodle, Chihuahua.
Poodle cannot.
Spanish.
Chihuahua Spanish, my G.
That's a Latino.
That's a fact.
Can they do that?
Chihuahua, that's a fact.
Definitely,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was interesting is the clip I stole it from. Their first answer was a Rottweiler. I think it was Tony Baker's podcast. That's where I stole it from.
True.
Him and his man's podcast. Tony Baker said a Rottweiler, right?
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either because those are German dogs.
Yeah.
Rottweilers are
young
straight
Nazis.
You feel me?
German
Shepherds. So shit
German
Shepherds
definitely can't say it neither. I got Pitbull and a motherfucking, Cane Corso. Them motherfuckers.
Them big body joints. Yeah. Them joints John used to have. Yeah.
Frenchie can't say that shit neither.
Frenchie, nah. What about a bulldog? What about a bulldog?
American bulldog?
Yeah. American bulldog?
British bulldog, too?
What about a British dog? Look at Paul.
You should be,
Paul jumped on that quick.
Actually, no. Fuck that.
Paul jumped on that quick.
Nah.
Said, wait a minute.
British
what about
bulldog,
British?
You can't say that shit. British can't, American bulldog,
Shit, what else we got out here?
That's what I'm trying to think. Yeah. Like, what about, like, them, a bloodhound?
Nah, bloodhound is definitely a redneck.
Oh, it's a redneck racist? Okay.
Yeah, bloodhound is definitely a redneck.
All right.
Yeah. Labradors, all them niggas.
Dalmatian?
Well, I mean, now
Dalmatian?
I don't know.
What about a Dalmatian?
I don't know. A black lab might can get away with it.
A black lab?
Yeah,
black lab. Well, a lab period might be able to get away with it.
Yeah.
Just not a golden retriever.
Yeah, not a golden retriever.
A lab might be able to get away with it.
You can't be Comet from Full House out here. You know what I'm saying?
That's unacceptable. Oh, that's another one. Lassie. Lassie is dead.
Lassie's dead.
That's what is that? A border collie?
Collar.
Border collie. You can't do that. Mm-mm.
Nope. Nah.
Collies. Oh, I got a good
Huskies might be all right.
Huskies is good, I think.
Yeah.
I think Huskies is good. I think Doberman Pinschers is good, too.
Yeah, Dobermans. Yeah.
What about a Great Dane?
I don't know. When we start naming these dogs, the first thing I think about is 101 Dalmatians. And I just think about when they was talking and shit.
Go ahead. Nick is over here signing them voices and shit. What they gonna sound like?
Facts. I would definitely.
I'm looking at features, their origin.
Yeah.
Right. What about
their history? Great Dane is questionable. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, Great Dane is definitely questionable.
That's right on the borderline.
A boxer.
I
think that's borderline too.
Yeah. That's like.
I feel like boxers got a really white history.
I feel like boxer grew up in Delray.
A Yorkshire.
Yorkshire?
Yeah.
Fuck no.
A beagle.
Nah, beagle, nah.
That's
hell
Mr.
No.
Bean.
Hell no,
Mr. Bean.
Yeah, nah, Big Beagle's nah, you is
just,
dead.
It's just a pit bull. It's the standard. You got to be a pit, bro.
You got to be a pit.
Yeah,
you
the
be
number a pit. One, the number one yes is a pit. The number one no is a golden retriever. By yeah, far, hands by far, down.
Yeah, for real.
That's yeah, that's
easy seeing, work. I be seeing little reels and shit. It's like people trying to see if their dog is black by holding them up in front of their face and see if they lick them in the face.
Oh, yeah.
That should be hilarious, yo. That should be like
so he starts his face, growling and shit,
and he's looking at his face and he's like, you "Gonna lick me? Oh, congratulations, you that?
That's like, that's like, crazy.
Tripping. Like this dog looking at his mouth like, why are you picking me the fuck welcome up? To the they ain't even worried about licking your ass.
Damn. Welcome to the barbecue. You're invited.
Let's get into another joint. Would you rather fight a gorilla with no arms or a blind lion in a like
a lion or tiger?
It could be a lion or a tiger.
Okay.
But we're going to go over a lion.
In a room like this.
I mean, a tiger, excuse me. In a room like this, like an 8x12 room.
Yeah, a little small room.
So you got a gorilla with no arms, bro, versus a blind lion.
Yeah, I'm going with
tiger.
The,
I mean, tiger, fuck.
All right. I'm going with the gorilla.
I mean, I give it more thought. So, yeah, I probably go with the gorilla. It's going to be tough, though. But
how long is the fight? How long are you in?
You got to get out.
You got to get out.
You just got to get out. Obviously, yeah, that's it.
Oh, I definitely get out with a gorilla with no arms. I'm definitely getting out.
I don't know, son. He used to using all four. That's like standard for him.
Yeah, but he has to use four. He missing two. So if he was trying to kick me with the two he got, he ain't got no two to hold
look,
on. The
look,
kick.
Wait.
That's a drop kick.
Wait a minute.
He on his back.
You know how I give it up?
He hit the back of his head on the cement, nigga. He got a concussion.
So you're saying you're going to drop kick the gorilla?
No, the drop. If he try to drop kick me, I'm going to move.
Like, so he's going to lay on his back.
He's going to lay on his back.
Get him support.
He can't get up.
It depends. See, and this is what I just thought
about.
How
he get up? He going to roll over.
But this is what I just thought about, right? Are these animals, have they been like this since birth?
So you're saying, so he's trained?
He's
trained?
Have they been like this since birth? Have they always been blind and not had no arms? Because if a gorilla ain't always had his arms, he know what he doing. He going to be able to get off his back. But if he just lost them jumps like 2 weeks ago, and now he's stitched up, and the tiger just lost his sight, so he ain't really learned how to be blind yet?
Come on, you feel man. Me? That's not. I feel you
I'm
by
still
the same
taking
time.
The gorilla,
bro. These matter. These matter.
No, because you don't know. You're going into the situation blindly.
You are.
That's not fair.
You're right. I agree. But
niggas
I'm just saying.
Niggas doing recon.
Okay. That matters.
I'm still taking the gorilla, regardless of that situation, because, like I said, when you're blind, your other senses heighten.
Yeah, but like Rem said, you don't know if this animal has been like this since birth or what happened a week ago. If it's a week ago, he's still with Justin, bro.
Right. If it's a week ago, I'm taking the blind tiger.
Yeah, your chances
are
much higher.
If it's a week ago, I'm still taking the gorilla.
I'm taking the blind tiger. The gorilla going to spaz out and bum rush you and hit you with his head and his body and his chest. The tiger ain't going to know what the hell going on.
Both situations, you are, it's a strong chance you getting fucked.
Well, you're going to die either way, respectfully. You know, in a room this size, the animal takes up half the room. So, God, you're dead anyway.
Yeah, you're going to have to.
He's going to arm almost all times. Like, it's a wrap.
You place that motherfucker by the door.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you put me by the door and give me a chance to get the fuck up out of here, I'm out of here.
Oh, no.
You know what, though? I'm bugging. First of all, give me the blind fucking tiger.
Why?
Because if he's placed by the door, wherever he's placed, like, if we have the same. Now I'm being an asshole, but if we got the same like furniture, I'm taking that fucking table and I'm dropping it on his head. Then I'm gonna run back, wait till he gather himself. I'm gonna pull this motherfucker back again, do the same thing back to back. Unless he's wilding, like if he's just like jumping up and down, I'm gonna.
That's what I see happen. Like dog.
Yeah, because a gorilla.
They say when you
it's
lose
too much.
When you lose one of your fucking senses,
bro,
the other
that's
one,
fine.
All
right. He's blind, nigga. He can't see me pick up something.
He can smell your motherfucking ass.
I don't think you realize how little this IKEA particle board table
that's
is going to affect a motherfucking
son.
Tiger. I think he's used to getting smacked in the face by another male
then I'm
tiger
take a mic.
With a whole paw.
No, I'm going to take a mic and jab it in his eye.
He
can't see already, nigga.
Oh, he can't see.
He already lost, though.
Forgot about that.
He already lost those. I'm not eating that.
I'm going for his ear. Now he won't hear.
Now you can't hear.
He's fucked.
Oh, my God.
That's the best way to do it, man.
Yeah,
at least this table will kind of, like, I guess, stutter step the gorilla. In a way, You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's not fucking with him either. This particle board ain't fucking with him.
Now, the gorilla's eating this, for sure.
This ain't hardwood oak right here.
If I push this shit at his kneecaps.
Yeah, he eating that. You know how many times he hit his kneecaps swinging from tree to tree?
Yo. Push it to the table to his kneecaps, nigga, and try to see if he could jump over this motherfucker and land on it. Like, something, I don't know.
Yo, that'd be hilarious.
Where's Steph at? We should ask Steph what the effects would be, because he used to be a silverback in his...
Silverback?
But prior to his boar conversion, he was definitely silverback trap.
I hear that.
Boar.
That's funny, man. That'd be a sight to see, though.
That's crazy.
Respectfully. That would be.
A gorilla with no arms, get busy.
All right, look, you make it out, you get a milli.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
$1 million. That's always the rules. You know how it goes. All right, let's hit the bowl up for one, maybe two, and get up out of here so we can go watch some football.
Yeah,
what we got?
Drum roll.
Shake it up. Break them.
Wait a minute.
7-Eleven. Life left. Oh shit.
Go ahead.
That's Remington riding.
Well, relax for that.
No, it's not even. It's me. Life lessons you had to learn the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, life lessons you had to learn the hard way.
Oh, that's easy. I had to grow the fuck up. I'll go first. I had to grow the fuck up. It was called redoing a grade in high school.
Mm.
5 years. Mm. Yeah. I had to learn that the hard way. I had to learn how to kind of straighten up and, you know, because I think if I would have graduated in 4 years, I would have thought that life was easy. You know what I mean? I would have kept riding on an easy slope. Like, I would have just thought everything was easy because there was no consequences for nothing. And there was consequences for me fucking up in school and made me wake the fuck up very early.
Mm.
So I'm kind of glad it happened when it did versus being an adult and having to deal with real life bullshit.
I would say trust. You know, I think I'm such a, I don't know. I just love human beings, bro. And I don't vet everybody. I just sometimes just assume that they're going to be trustworthy.
Yeah.
And,
it could be tough.
Yeah, I've had to learn the hard way doing that. So I would say, yeah, that's probably mine.
Yeah, I definitely don't do that.
Yeah. That shit sucks, bro.
I think the shit. Life lesson. I think a lot of my life lessons came through marriage. So, I guess, you know, treating others like you want to be treated, bro.
Mm.
That's a life lesson, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a life lesson. You know? Yeah. You know, you can't expect something from somebody else if you're not giving them what they want. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Definitely. That was definitely a tough, you know, and I've had situations, you know, prior to my wife, that caused me to not be able to have those feelings,
mm-hmm.
you know, those understandings. So, you know, just not hurting the person that you love.
Dig that.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Definitely.
I'm going to go ahead and grab us one more. Let's see what we got.
Hope it's a fun one.
Well,
niggas talking about marriage and shit.
I mean, I'm just saying, you know, we started off like life lessons.
I know, I'm just fucking with you.
Well, no, still negative.
Gotcha.
Worst vacation spot you ever been to, and would you go back again?
Ooh, vacation spot?
Yeah, worst vacation you ever had. Where'd you go, and that shit was just terrible, whack, piss poor.
I would say prison. I gotta say prison, bro. Honestly, that's just.
Oh man, that's a great. That's
prison
a great
was
answer.
Trash, man.
That's a great answer,
Don't go there, bro.
Yep, you had a 3-year vacation.
Don't go there. That shit is trash.
So you wouldn't go back, huh?
No.
Yeah.
No, that shit is trash.
Vacation for me.
I haven't had too many bad vacations in my life that I'm thinking of. Well, I probably have, but I can't think of them right now. The one I'm gonna go with, though. And it's pretty easy because of our age and everything else at this point, is Radford. Mm. I used to go to Radford when everybody was in school and shit, and Micah and Steph and her, Matt and all of them was down Radford.
Vacation though, bro?
Yeah, for me it was a vacation.
Gotcha.
I went down there for the weekend and partied and then came home to real life again. So every weekend that I went down there, it was a vacation. I didn't have to work. I didn't have to do anything. I got to party and smoke, chill, be in the streets. But that last time we went, the very, very last time, I had siced Rad. You know, every time I went to Radford, it was fucking amazing. And the very last time I went, I had siced it up to Foos. And I was like, son, Radford is like that, da-da-da-da-da. We took the four-hour drive. My car was fucked up. Foos had the Ultima at the time. So we paid Wayne $100 or something to rent his Tiburon. Mm-hmm. He took my car so that we could take the Tiburon on the four-hour drive. We get all the way down there. Nigga, the entire time down there, there's no parties. There's no nothing going on. Mm. We just sat there the whole weekend, basically. Mm. And so I would never go back. And matter of fact, I thought of the NC State and being another one, good one, too. Oh, even though that was one night. Yeah. Again, it was a one-night vacation. We went to NC State to go hang out with E. Yeah. E telling us how live NC State is. We drive all the way down there. We don't leave till like 5 p.m. It's dark outside leave. Virginia. We got all the way down there to NC State. We get to the campus. He's going to St. Augustine. And we get to his roommate, Jump. We're like, where are all the parties at? Where are all, you know, everybody? And it was like, oh, no, Uncle Luke in town. Everybody went to the Uncle Luke show.
Wait, what?
You fucking kidding me? Uncle Luke.
Uncle Luke.
See, everybody's at the fucking Uncle Luke concert. Nobody's doing nothing. There's no parties on campus. There's nothing going down. We drove all the way down there to do nothing. That's crazy. We ended up going to NC State. That's why I remembered NC State. Yeah. We ended up going to NC State to go party at like an on-campus in the gym party or something ridiculous like that. And then drove the fuck home.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, so no more college vacations. But it works because I'm 40 now and I don't want to do it.
I've been on a worst vacation, bro. But I've been on a vacation where like shit kind of got weird.
Would you go back?
Yeah, would you go back?
Oh, yeah, it was Disney World.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You just had a bad time.
It was just a family, weird family shit going on. It was like a lot of, I don't know. I was hanging out with these guys, I was hanging out with the guys of the family. Mm-hmm. And, they were just talking shit about, you know, like the women of the family.
Oh, but yeah. Just one of those things.
Like I was supposed to be in with them. Like, but no, I go back to my wife about what was being said. And it was just a weird dynamic for that whole weekend. You know what I'm saying? It was a lot of shit that happened that weekend. It's like, this is weird. This is like, might have been the worst. But I would go back. I've been back to Disney World since.
Just don't go with your family.
Just don't go with yeah.
Not with the larger family.
None of those members.
Family only.
None of those members are in the family anymore.
Right. Immediate family only.
Yeah. I hear that.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, nah, I never really been on a bad vacation spot.
Like, hey, man, that's a good thing.
Nah, yeah.
No money wasted.
No doubt, man. Yeah. No doubt. Well, on that note.
Yeah.
It's been a wonderful episode, man, of Amen Say Man, man. It's been your boy P.
Sheck West, Muddy
Boy,
yes, right?
Oh, yes. That's homework. Next week's homework. Yeah. Tune in. And also, go check out Superfly, man.
Yeah, please.
You know what I'm saying? Produced by your boy Nick Beast. Shout out to Andrew Jackson. Hit up the
Amen Say Man podcast page or whatever if y'all niggas want some shirts. 35 a shirt. You know, got limited sizes left. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely support that way also. But yeah,
we got your size.
Shout out to Andrew Jackson, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, we out.